this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest word on inflation comes from a gauge of prices closely watched by the Federal Reserve. The so-called PCE index shows that prices rose 0.3% last month. It was a slightly smaller increase than many analysts had been expecting. Two distinctly different kind of gatherings yesterday for Donald Trump and Joe Biden. About the only thing they had in common was that they were held in New York.
It was a chaotic night at President Biden's appearance at a $25 million Radio City Music Hall fundraiser with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Pro-Hamas supporters bought high-priced tickets to gain access into the event, where they began shouting down the three men. Another group of Hamas supporters protested outside. Meanwhile, former President Trump was in New York as well Thursday. He was paying his respects at a wake for a murdered NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller, who was killed Monday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Ukraine's military says Russia has launched a large-scale attack on energy infrastructure, a mass barrage of 99 drones and missiles hitting targets all across the country. The U.S. dismissing as nonsense Russian allegations that Ukraine was involved in last week's deadly Moscow attack.
The White House said it is abundantly clear that the Islamic State was solely responsible for the concert hall attack that claimed more than 140 lives. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. even tried to help prevent the terrorist attack. He told reporters that the U.S. passed to Russian security services a written warning of an extremist attack on large gatherings in Moscow. Kirby said it was one of many such warnings provided in advance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The largest crane on the eastern seaboard is arriving by barge so crews can start removing the wreckage from the deadly Baltimore bridge collapse. More on these stories at townhall.com.
No, this is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again,
this KMZQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Tropicana has a demolition date, kinda, sorta. Bally's Corporation officials, owners of the iconic hotel casino, say preliminary plans are to demolish the Tropicana this fall, probably sometime in October. Now, before that demolition happens, weeks of preparation will need to happen before the hotel casino can come down, followed by weeks of work to clear the property and ready it for the Oakland A's to start construction on their 33,000-seat ballpark, which is to be built on 9 of the 35 acres. Now, whether the demolition is an implosion or not is still to be determined. Bally's Corporation has plans to build a new resort next to the A's ballpark, calling it Bally's Las Vegas when it opens. If you're thinking about a last-minute stay at the Tropicana, you've got some openings. Rooms still available, believe it or not. The Hotel Casino's website has check-in room rates for today and tomorrow at $259 a night, plus taxes and fees. Sunday and Monday, the last two nights the Tropicana is open, $499 a night. Hotel room rates on the Las Vegas Strip are higher than normal due to weekend number two of March Madness. That's the NCAA basketball tournament. Officials say anyone staying at the Tropicana over the weekend should expect a ramping down of activity on the gaming floor, plus some private going-away parties to celebrate the end of an era. The six Village MD primary care centers here in Southern Nevada are closing. Those closures come as the clinic's majority investor, Walgreens, posted a $6 billion quarterly loss, mostly due to the drop in value of those clinics themselves. Village MD officials say 60 locations across the country are being shut down. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt. and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate, I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Getting this Friday morning commute started off in really good shape for freeway travels. There are no accidents to report. A little too early to see too much braking going on in the usual spots. On the surface streets on the west side on Sahara between Durango and Cimarron, we see police off to the side there with another vehicle. Also an accident on East Tropicana at Paradise. Weather is going to be all over the place this weekend. We have a wind advisory in effect all day today. Gusts up around 35 miles per hour again. Rain in the forecast tomorrow. That should clear by the end of the weekend. Today's highs in the low 70s, 54 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce right. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday. Yeah, we made it to Friday, March 29th. Good to have you with us. This hour dedicated to something I did not know. And it turns out that it's there. We know that 82% of employees are at risk of experiencing burnout in the year 2024, and a new report reveals the top 10 most stressed states, which looks at stressors caused primarily by work, money, and family. The state of Nevada, believe it or not, is on that list of most stressed state. How did we make it onto that list? Well, let's find out. Greg Lozano joins us, a licensed professional counselor, and he joins us. Greg, thanks for being a part of the show today.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
Let me ask you, how does a state make it onto one of these lists of most stressed states?
Well, that's a good question that I was pondering ever since I got your invitation. I was wondering what could be going on in these different states that made that list.
Well, obviously, Nevada is third most stressed behind states like Mississippi. I'm just curious, though, the whole notion of stressors. There are jobs that are stressful. Air traffic controller, as an example, is a a very high stress position. Name me positions, and does it matter? Does it really matter where you work, or are there outside, impact?
Well, As a therapist myself, I tend to look at the individual, their lives, but more closely their most immediate life surrounding them, and that can include their profession, but also their home life. Because sometimes when we hear a report like this that these certain occupations are associated with a high level of stress, well, it could be that one's job simply augments what we already experiencing at home. So if at home we're dealing with family issues, relationship distress with our significant loved ones, and we already have a very stressful job, then of course we're likely going to experience burnout.
Again, Greg Lozano joining us, licensed professional counselor. In this study, in fact, one of the studies is by Wallet Hub, Nevada scored low on mental and physical related stress, likely because, the residents had not seen a doctor in over a year. Is that one of the stressors that can impact whether we are stressed out or not?
I'm sorry, run that by me again, Kevin?
No, the fact that Nevada scores low, where we are now on mental and physical related stress, likely more than 1 in 10 residents had not seen a doctor in a year due to finances. Is that one of those things that can be a stressor?
Yeah, I mean, if we don't take care of ourselves. And part of that includes going to the doctor and just having a checkup. And when we go to the doctor, there's an interesting finding that has come across our field. Mental health professionals and the medical community started making a connection that apparently the first point of contact with a professional about their own emotional health tends to start with their own doctor, be it a primary doctor or their family doctor, and then they get referred out to their counselor or therapist. Needing to go to see your doctor is very important. Those are the professionals that are the first point of contact for mental health related issues such as stress.
Greg, let me ask you, what can employers do to help reduce stress on the job? I mean, are there things that the employers can do? Is there something that employees can do to make it better and to make it a less stressful workplace?
Sure. There's plenty of things that can be done. Most companies, most employers, when they post a job description, whatnot, they offer what's called an EAP service. It's kind of like a bonus or part of the benefits package. And what that stands for, it's Employment Assistance Program. And what that is all about, you get a certain number of free sessions with a counselor that's paid for by the employer as part of their benefits for working for them. And that can help, with whatever the employee is struggling with. That can help improve their life and thereby helping them be a more productive employee. So absolutely taking advantage of those, emphasizing that to their employees. So for any employer to offer, not just offer that, but emphasize it. Emphasize mental health days if they don't already, and trying to offer that as well, and for employees to as well take advantage of that.
Louisiana topped the charts as the most stressed state in the union in a recent Fortune Well study, and a part of that is Louisiana's high crime and property crime rates, the third largest divorce and separation rates in the country. I want to ask you about life at home. We always talk about We always talk in terms of what goes on in the workplace, but what about it at home?
Well, I mean, when we talk about those two different factors, divorce and violence, it all creates stress. If the root cause of either of those situations in one's life, it all creates stress. So if you live in a high crime area, obviously that's going to create a lot of fear, a lot of need to be aware of your surroundings, wondering what's going to happen, trying to, you know, make sure you keep yourself and your family safe. All that creates a prolonged state of hypervigilance, and that gets very tiring over time. And so it won't be surprising that an individual that lives within that type of environment is going to report high levels of stress.
Well, it's going to be this is one of those, you know, segments where there really aren't any really good answers other than the fact that we know that here in the state of Nevada, we need to do a better job. And whether it be employers doing more or employees doing more, we will see how this all works out. Greg, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
There you go. Greg Lozano, a licensed professional counselor, talking about this. There are a couple of studies that are out, Fortune Well and another study by Wallet Hub that show that we here in Nevada are really stressed out. Can we do anything about it? We'll see. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked. I never back down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As a mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It was amazing what happened yesterday in New York, in New York City to be specific. It was incredible. The optics and the difference and the taste involved in the presidential campaigns of Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump, and this is cut one, guys. Donald Trump spoke at an NYPD wake for Officer Jonathan Diller. What an incredible story this is. He was shot to death. And it was just a common traffic stop, and it took the life of that brave NYPD officer. It was horrible. What was amazing about the aftermath, the fact that you had Donald Trump at the wake, and you had Joe Biden at the at the big fundraiser. I mean, it was a $25 million fundraiser. But can I tell you something? And I was thinking about this, watching this thing go down yesterday, that you could have raised $25 million, you could have raised $30 million, $40 million, and it wouldn't have mattered. Because the goodwill generated by Donald Trump's appearance at that wake was just absolutely incredible. This was Donald J. Trump speaking at the NYPD wake for Officer Jonathan Diller. Here it is. This is cut one. Go.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. I want to thank Bruce and all of the people that have worked so hard to make this area beautiful and safe. And this is what happened. Is such a sad event, such a horrible thing. And it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't 21 times arrested this thug. And the person in the car with him was arrested many times. And they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them. And this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, and doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, and it's an honor for me to be here. This is a great family, the Diller family. I met the friends, and I met every one of them inside, and these are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road.
Donald J. Trump yesterday. The difference in optics was incredible. Radio City Music Hall versus that funeral home. It was incredible, the difference. And don't think that people around the country, you know, were snookered into believing that that Joe Biden was doing the right thing by doing the fundraiser instead of going to the wake, interacting with the family. Leo Terrell, you know, 2.0, he's been here in town a lot. This is cut number three, and this was Leo Terrell talking about the Trump appearance at Jonathan Diller's wake. He contends it will help Donald J. Trump. It will hurt the president of the United States. It's going to be a big difference in the two outcomes relative to November and the general election. This was Leo Terrell yesterday on Fox News Channel.
This is one of those things where he's right, Leo. He says this happens too often. And it happens because we have let these criminals, these career criminals, get away with very few, if any, consequences.
You're right. And we have let these criminals get away because of the Biden administration and progressive left policies. You have the Democrats who are ignoring crime in New York and in every Democratic city. Trace, there's a pattern practice here. And what's happening here is that officer should not have been murdered, but due to the fact there are soft on crime prosecutors, soft on crime DAs, this is what's happening every day in blue cities.
Yeah, it's amazing. Here's New York Mayor Eric Adams. He's talking about President Biden sending condolences to the officer's family. Watch.
Our hearts go out to the family members of our slain officer. The wake is today. I received a call from the president a few moments ago sending his condolences, and I would relay those condolences to the family. But we are truly impacted by the loss. We're going to continue to provide the safety to the city that it deserves.
You see, we talked about the former president being at the wake, coming out and speaking to the reporters there. And they, you know, the media, Leo, you look up, they never covered any of this.
No,
they never covered any of this. But they did cover Barack Obama and Joe Biden showing up at the airport. And they covered the, hey, there's going to be a big fundraiser tonight with three president. Not a single mention of this. And I think this is going to bode well for former President Trump.
Oh, I think it's going to be very helpful in November. Let me be very clear. Let's call them out. CNN, MSNBC will not touch this. They're in bed with the Democrat Party. And that apology on behalf of President Biden, conveyed by Eric Adams, is disingenuous. Where is Joe Biden? Why can't he show up? You know why? Because he would have to acknowledge the failure to address crime in New York.
Leo Terrell is right on the money. The optics looked bad, but the lame apology or best wishes to the family via Eric Adams was just, to me, reprehensible. It was awful. And what we saw was a president, current president, who just was so out of touch. And a former president, Donald J. Trump, who was right on top of it and who did exactly the right thing, said exactly the right thing. It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. The difference between Donald J. Trump and Joe Biden. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
Baseball's back, and our Las Vegas Aviators season opener is tonight at Las Vegas Ballpark. The Reno Aces will be here for the weekend. 7:05 start tonight with a fireworks show after the game. Lakers take on the Pacers in Indiana this afternoon. Catch it all at our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 3:45. The Vegas Golden Knights are having a good road.